You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, episode 21. In this episode, I will talk about remembering to give to yourself, so let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Sheen. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about gifts for yourself. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks if I'm talking about something I'm particularly passionate about. You have to remember to give something to yourself, too. This season is all about showing your family and your friends that you love them, but you should also remember to show yourself some love. To give yourself a gift is one way to do that. If you're saying you can't think of something to give to yourself, then consider one of these. A day at the spa or a facial, great quality art or craft supplies, a good book and time to read it, a movie and time to watch it, a journal to write in and a pretty pen, a hot bath with bubbles and or essential oils, something delicious to eat that you would never allow yourself otherwise, simplifying or outsourcing something to reduce your workload, either just during the holidays or in your business. The last one is time to relax, to create, and for self-care. Even though this holiday is a lot about caring for others and showing them that you care, you also need to care for yourself. Show yourself that you love yourself. It's not selfish to do so. You need it. It's good for you, and you deserve it. The biggest gift you can give yourself is self-love, and that includes time. That's why I included time in a lot of the suggestions I gave you. I hope you'll find something really good to do for you this holiday. Today's inspirational words are anonymous. Being creative is not a hobby, it's a way of life. The tag and the picture in the show notes were created by Stephanie Ackerman. Today's creative prompt is to make a list of creative band-aids for the holidays. Small projects you can do whenever you need a creative fix. Have a wonderful holiday by whatever name you call it. I'll be back with a new episode on the 5th of January. If you want to contact me, you can reach me by email, Skype, or on Facebook. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about your and my goals for 2016. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaerson.net. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Bye-bye.